You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Linda Macniak, Battleford's Chamber of Commerce with us. And you guys are just busy. Full slate of some special events coming up.
Yes, we basically have our full calendar of events coming up in 2023. So coming out of COVID, I'm really pleased about that and being able to get back to in-person events.
I know one event that a lot of people really look forward to is Chamber on Tap. What is that?
Well, it's an opportunity for members and business people to get together, hear from a speaker on a specific topic in a shortened form, but in a networking and social environment where everybody has an opportunity for a beverage and a snack and a get together in an evening session.
And some are more serious than others. I mean, the one that just wrapped up was the one dealing with the provincial budget.
Yes. I mean, I anticipated that the budget would be somewhat positive. There had been lots of stories out in the news about kind of announcements that might be coming in it. So, but what we did this year was to focus our post-budget event on the Northwest and specifically how the budget impacted our communities. And so our guests were the Honorable Jeremy Cockrell and Ryan Domiter, the MLA from Turtleford Cutknife. And the intent was for them to delve into the budget a bit more than just the talking points that you would hear in the media around, you know, the focus of the budget, but to talk about how it impacts business, how it impacted the municipalities in the in this region, and really delve into more how it's going to impact our business people.
Okay, well, that's Chamber on Tap. Now, Mark Twain has said that this is a good walk ruined, but the golf tournament is back.
Yes, the ninth Chamber Challenge Golf Challenge was back May the 26th.
Challenge, air quotes.
Yes, challenge.
Yeah, I got it. Yep.
May the 26th, and we have some really fun things. Of course, the fastest hole in golf we've done now. This will be our third year, and we have a really special one going on at one of the holes. I'm not telling anybody yet what it is, but we're going to have a really special way for people to tee off at a hole.
Dandy. How do we register for that?
They can contact the Chamber office, 306-445-6226, or they can go online and register as well.
Okay, in my mind, I have a vision of something called the Power Hour.
Yes.
What is your vision of the Power Hour?
Well, my vision of the Power Hour is a single white chair. That's the picture that we usually put with it. But the intent of the Power Hour basically has replaced for us the State of the City and Town Address because we wanted to get together all of the leadership of the region. Uh-huh. So we invite six guests to be on the panel that day, and that is the MP, the local MLA, two mayors, the city and town mayor, as well as two regional chiefs. And interesting, the first time we did this was right before COVID, about a week before the COVID lockdown happened. And that was the first time that those six elected representatives had been on the same stage at the same time.
Really?
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
So this one we've actually scheduled for October. And I know that seems like a long time away, but given legislative calendars and people's... you know, with Rosemary, with MP Falk having to go
that.
To Ottawa. Yeah. So we've agreed that an October date would so far be best. And so that's what we're planning is in October to do the Power Hour.
That's like juggling cats, that one. And the BBEX. I mean, there's the highlight for the year.
That will be the 29th. It'll be the 29th version of the BBEX Awards. What I want people to know now, because the event itself will be in November, but I want them to know now is that nearing the end of April, they will be hearing about the nomination window. And so there will be a public nomination time that they can nominate a business that they believe in one of the categories should be nominated. And then the businesses will have the opportunity to fill out those packages for submission. And so we're hoping to wrap that up heading into the summer, the nomination period, and so that we can start preparing the videos and all the other things that go along with the gala itself. It probably will be November 8th or so is what I'm expecting the event itself.
Okay. So if people want information about the BBEX, the Power Hour, golfing, or Chamber on Tap, how do they get hold of you?
Chamber of Commerce, 306-445-6226. Or our website is battlefordschamber.com. And the April Chamber on Tap is out at the new Blend Riverside. So we hope people will come and see the new restaurant at the golf course.